versions of these foods that help you feel like your most powerful, awesome self instead of causing food cravings, brain fog, and weight gain even in small amounts. These foods aren't unhealthy, but if you overeat them, they're not going to help you reach your goals of eliminating food cravings, feeling awesome all the time, and looking great in your clothes. All of the foods here contain a significant amount of carbs and some anti-nutrients, so this is where timing really matters. When you're trying to lose weight, eating very few foods from these categories will be important, but when you're trying to maintain your weight, moderate amounts will work just fine. When I was working to lose weight, I ate almost no foods from these categories. But as I'm writing this book, I do eat a limited amount of bulletproof starch several nights a week and one piece of fruit per day on occasion. If I wanted to lose weight tomorrow, I'd simply cut these out. This part of the diet is so predictable that it's almost programmable. Nuts. Except for coconut, all nuts are suspect to some extent, as they contain a high risk of mold contamination and toxins and high levels of omega-6 fats that oxidize easily and cause inflammation. If you're having trouble losing weight or suffering from headaches and joint pain while on the bulletproof diet, try removing nuts from your diet completely. As you read earlier, nuts are high in anti-nutrients called phytates. To eliminate the phytates in your nuts, it's best to soak and/or sprout them. Most people, including me, don't have time to do this, and do well on a handful of mold-free nuts. I recommend buying whole nuts with the skin, not shell, still on, as manufacturers use damaged nuts that are far more likely to contain mold toxins to make slivered, chopped, or ground nuts, nut butters, and nut flours. You'll get better oils if you buy refrigerated nuts, too, which are available in some health food stores. The nuts below are ranked according to their likelihood of mold, percentage of unsaturated fats, presence of anti-nutrients, and their total amount of carbohydrates. Bulletproof nuts. Coconut. Coconut is one of the few sources of clean saturated fat and medium-chain fats from plants. These fats are anti-inflammatory, assist in fat burning, and increase cognitive performance. Properly prepared, coconut is virtually free of anti-nutrients and is renowned for being anti-allergenic. However, be careful when buying shredded coconut. In one study, about one-third of samples had a dangerous species of mold present. When buying these products, go for high-end, unsweetened, larger flakes, which are less likely to have mold issues than smaller flakes. Whole coconuts, especially young Thai coconuts, are an amazing food with almost no carbs in the soft white meat. But coconut water is a major source of fructose. Save it for after dinner. Discard the meat and the water if the interior is gray or cloudy, as that is a sign of bacteria or mold having spoiled the coconut. Suspect nuts. Raw almonds. Almonds are high in vitamin E, phytosterols, and antioxidants, but they're also relatively high in sugar, polyunsaturated oils, and phytates. Almonds are not going to satisfy you as well as you might expect. Cashews. Mold is a definite issue with cashews because they're always boiled to remove the highly irritating outer layer of the nut. A study found 37 fungal species on Brazilian cashews, and the dominant species of mold was one that did form toxins. Another study from Canada found 67% of cashews were contaminated with toxin-forming molds. Cashews are also fairly high in histamines. Choose fresh cashews sealed in a bag, not from a bin, and be wary of headaches, brain fog, food cravings, or joint pain after eating them. Hazelnuts. Hazelnuts are high in B vitamins, antioxidants, magnesium, potassium, and manganese. Eat them raw and in moderation so you don't consume too much polyunsaturated fat. 90% of Egyptian hazelnuts tested in a study had aflatoxin, a cancer-causing, performance-sapping mold toxin. But the incidence in the United States or Europe is likely to be lower. Macadamia nuts. These nuts are high in vitamin E, phosphorus, and potassium, and should be totally bulletproof, especially because there are almost no studies finding mold toxins on macadamias. But then again, there are almost no studies looking for them either. The major problem is that macadamias go rancid easily. Buy them in the cold section if possible, and store them in the fridge. Macadamia oil has a high flash point, but it oxidizes easily, which is why I recommend not using it. Just eat the nuts when they're fresh. Pecans. Pecans are high in thiamine, vitamin B6, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, and zinc, as well as antioxidants. The nuts absorb humidity from the air, which can cause mold to form. So buy them whole and store them sealed in the fridge or even freezer. Storage conditions really matter. I've had shelled pecans go bad in only 1 week of storage at room temperature at moderate humidity. Walnuts. Walnuts are very high in micronutrients, but they are fairly high in histamines and have a higher risk of mold contamination than any other nut except Brazil nuts and pistachios. Shelling your own walnuts helps a lot with this problem. Bonus points if you can crack a walnut with one of your biceps. Chestnuts. Unlike most nuts, chestnuts are suspect because they're almost completely carbs, but they're high in B vitamins, vitamin C, and potassium, and fairly low in anti-nutrients. Pine nuts. I grew up in New Mexico harvesting my own pine nuts, and they were amazing. Most of the pine nuts you can buy today come from China and are low quality and tend to have more mold problems. Studies show that mold toxins are present on various kinds of pine nuts, so I consider them all suspect. I've mostly stopped eating them. Pistachios. To be fair, pistachios are high in several antioxidants and minerals, including B vitamins, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, potassium, and zinc. However, pistachios are one of the nuts most commonly contaminated with mold toxins because the nuts open on the tree as they ripen, exposing them to Aspergillus fungus. You have low odds of feeling great for hours with no food cravings after loading up on pistachios. That said, they're delicious. Brazil nuts. Brazil nuts are so high in linoleic acid that they're known for going rancid just a few days after being shelled. But the main problem with Brazil nuts is that they're one of the most mold toxin-tainted nut products in existence. In fact, aflatoxin is so common in Brazil nuts that the European Union has set strict standards on the quantity and quality of Brazil nuts that are allowed into their countries. Brazil nuts are high in selenium, but the amount varies greatly per nut, and it's not worth the toxin exposure to get the selenium. Kryptonite nuts. Peanuts. Peanuts are actually a legume, but people often think they're a nut. The lectins in peanuts cause an inflammatory response in most people, with severe cases of allergies causing anaphylaxis and even death. These legumes are one of the most common carriers of aflatoxin, and unlike most legumes, the lectins in peanuts are not destroyed by heat. This means that the lectins are able to make their way into your bloodstream, where they cause inflammation and gut damage. Eating peanuts can increase intestinal mucus production by more than 40%, a level indicative of injury, and are also high in histamines. They have about the same amounts of nutrients as other legumes, but compared to animal products, they're nutritionally void. Peanuts also increase your level of very long-chain saturated fats, so long they don't fit in cell membranes. And this type of fatty acid is found more often in the brains of Alzheimer's sufferers. Starches. Starch is an energy store in food that is highly sought after in nature. There is usually a competition to get starch. Bugs want to eat it, bacteria want to eat it, and fungi want to eat it. That's not even to mention all the animals that want to eat it, too. For this reason, most plants have evolved complex defense systems to hold on to their starch. They are armor-plated with these anti-nutrients that make them harder for us to digest. but you do occasionally benefit from some starch, especially if you're on a heavy workout program. If you're sedentary or have a gut bacteria problem, you need less starch, but you still shouldn't avoid it entirely for long periods of time. To put it simply, you'll lose weight if you avoid starch most of the time, but you won't feel great if you avoid starch all the time. It's also important to remember that you're not going to get much in the way of nutrients from most forms of starch. It's simply a source of fuel and basic building blocks. The answer is to eat limited amounts of the starches that are lowest in anti-nutrients. They appear below in order from the most nutritious with the least anti-nutrients and sugar to the ones that do far more harm than good. Bulletproof starches. Pumpkin and other winter squashes. Pumpkin is easily the most bulletproof source of carbs because it's low in fructose and about as free of anti-nutrients as water. It's exceedingly high in potassium, carotenoids, and antioxidants, with moderate amounts of phosphorus, vitamin C, vitamin K, folate, zinc, magnesium, manganese, and calcium. Containing half a gram of soluble fiber, pumpkin will also nourish your gut bacteria without making you rush to the bathroom. Eat fresh pumpkin rather than canned. Canned pumpkin is often contaminated with BPA and is likely to contain other harmful ingredients as well. Sweet potatoes, yams. Sweet potatoes are a nutritious, tasty, low-toxin, and clean-burning starch. They're high in minerals, vitamins, and antioxidants, and have been a staple of traditional cultures for centuries. The fructose content of sweet potatoes is negligible, and compounds in sweet potato skin improve insulin sensitivity, HbA1c, cholesterol, and triglyceride levels in diabetic patients. Carrots. Carrots are a good source of carotenoids, potassium, calcium, phosphorus, vitamin C, vitamin K, antioxidants, and a little selenium. They're also high in polyacetylenes, which have been shown to inhibit cancer growth, and anthocyanins, which improve brain function. Carrots are low in fructose and have no anti-nutrient content to speak of. However, they're very high in fiber. If you have irritable bowel syndrome or gut damage, opt for cooked carrots, which are easier to digest. White rice. White rice is a grain, but it doesn't behave like other grains because it's quite low in anti-nutrients and is one of the lowest sugar starches. It is low in anti-nutrients because the outer layer that had the anti-nutrients has been removed. White rice is low in vitamins and minerals, so I mostly use it as a platform for butter, vegetables, sushi, and MCT oil, as fuel in the evening for sleep, and as a way of providing my gut bacteria with some food in the evening. There is a real problem with arsenic contamination in white rice. To reduce your risk, buy high-quality brands and rinse the uncooked rice thoroughly. Gut bacteria will get some starch from any type of rice, but you can turn rice into their favorite food by cooking it and allowing it to cool, which forms resistant starch. You can also choose parboiled rice, which is better for your gut bacteria, or the most flavorful form of rice ever known, mochi. Mochi is steamed sticky white rice that's pounded into a hard square and cooled. You can buy it ready to bake in the refrigerator section at a natural foods grocery store, and they puff up into crunchy, chewy, hollow, amazing biscuit-like things that you can fill with butter or transform into a perfect waffle made of nothing but white rice. These are not rice cakes. Contrary to what most people expect, white rice is more bulletproof than brown or wild rice, which I'll discuss in the suspect section. Suspect starches. Cassava, tapioca, and taro. These tropical woody shrubs are low in fructose, but high in total carbs without much to offer nutritionally. They are also low in anti-nutrients, but when raw, they contain potentially deadly compounds. It's easy enough to prepare taro and cassava to remove these toxins, but if you're a raw foodist, watch out. It is possible to make a very low-carb bread out of cassava, and it is a very healthy product. These are sources of resistant starch, Try taking them with a probiotic in the evening, once you're in maintenance mode, and see how you feel. Organic fresh, frozen corn on the cob. Corn is nearly universally contaminated, as it grows with a known toxin-forming mold called fusarium. When you get organic corn on the cob, the mold makes fewer toxins because herbicides like Roundup haven't been sprayed on the soil. Roundup causes agricultural molds to produce more toxins. Corn is still a pretty high-risk food, but it's better than most other grains as long as it's organic. Get it frozen, or when corn is in season, buy it from a farmer the same day it's picked. Buckwheat groats. These are technically a fruit. Some people find they tolerate buckwheat fine, while others react to it as badly. People with gut issues should heal themselves before experimenting with buckwheat, as the proteins in the hull can cross-react with other allergens. Oats. Oats contain about the same amount of the anti-nutrient phytate as wheat, but fermenting oats seems to destroy much of it. Oats aren't heavily infected with agricultural molds, but studies show that organic oats have fewer mold toxins than conventional. Oats also contain avenin, a prolamin protein similar to gluten that can cross-react with gluten and cause similar problems. For people with gut damage, all oats are kryptonite. For everyone else, they're still not a good breakfast food. Brown, black, and wild rice. Many people believe wild rice is the best diet food around, but black and wild rice contain lots of anti-nutrients like phytate and lectins and gut-irritating fiber. We've all been told for years that eating more fiber is the key to digestive health, but certain types of fiber actually damage part of the lining of the gut called the intestinal villi. When intestinal villi get damaged, your ability to move nutrients through the digestive tract goes down. White rice tastes better than brown, black, and wild rice, doesn't cause the same digestive issues, and is lower in anti-nutrients. That said, wild rice tastes good. There isn't a good reason to choose brown rice over white. Quinoa. Just like soy, this starch is all the rage in the vegetarian and vegan communities, for one good reason. It has no gluten. It's superior to most other grains, but it can still be irritating to the gut. It does have all the amino acids you need for muscle growth, but in such small amounts that it would be difficult to eat enough quinoa to get the benefits. A serving of quinoa has 3 grams of protein, while a serving of beef has 26 grams. Don't think of it as being a source of useful protein in your diet. It is a starchy grain, and quinoa suffers from the same limitations of all stored grains. They start to spoil in the field, and then continue to do so once stored. Quinoa may not be as bad as wheat, but it's not the be-all and end-all that some people want it to be. Potato starch. This resistant starch can boost healthy gut bacteria in some people when taken at night with a probiotic. It makes other people feel awful and causes brain fog and swelling. You can take advantage of this advanced biohack by experimenting with resistant starch only in the evening once you're in maintenance mode. Kryptonite starches. Conventionally grown corn. Corn is one of the most contaminated crops in terms of mold, thanks to GMOs and Roundup herbicide, which increases toxicity of naturally occurring field fungus. Corn also contains zein, a prolamin-rich protein that can cross-react with gluten and irritate people with gut issues. It's okay to have some organic, very fresh or frozen corn on the cob every once in a while, but cornbread, corn mash, polenta, and other processed dried corn products are kryptonite. Wheat/gluten-containing grains. You've already read that wheat is bad for you because it spikes your blood sugar, hurts your gut, contains mold toxins, decreases your mental performance, and is addictive. Wheat starch causes a much larger spike in blood sugar than glucose or sucrose, resulting in massive blood sugar swings. The gluten and other proteins in wheat can damage your gut lining, depending on your genetics. Gluten is well known to contribute to a host of autoimmunity conditions where your body's immune system attacks itself, and some of those conditions, like Hashimoto's thyroiditis or lupus, can take years to form, so you won't feel it happening when you eat gluten. Wheat is also often contaminated with mold toxins that impact your performance and health in all the ways we've already discussed. The proteins in wheat are metabolized into gluteomorphins, which are an opioid. This is one of the reasons people find it so hard to give up bread. That craving you feel for bread is caused by the same mechanism that makes opiate addicts want more. Gluten also lowers cerebral blood flow, which is bad if you want your brain to work well. Millet. Millet is gluten-free, but it contains proteins that are similar to gluten and can cause gut damage and inflammation. Like most other grains that are stored for long periods of time, millet is often contaminated with mold toxins. Perhaps most harmful, millet causes thyroid damage more than any other food in people who are susceptible to it. Millet contains goitrogens, substances that suppress the thyroid by interfering with iodine uptake. This can in turn create an enlargement of the thyroid or goiter. Sadly, grains just aren't very good foods for humans. Cornstarch. Unlike nearly every other corn product except corn syrup, cornstarch is so heavily processed that it doesn't pose a major risk of mold toxins. However, it tends to have a negative impact on blood sugar and isn't a good source of food for gut bacteria. A major exception here is resistant cornstarch, which is cornstarch that is highly purified and modified so that it serves as food for bacteria in the gut. This is a highly refined type of corn. Even if it is made from GMO corn, there is no protein remaining, and I have lab tested resistant cornstarch and found it to be remarkably free of mold toxins. Supporting the GMO industry isn't ideal, but this is the only GMO corn product I'd use. Resistant cornstarch isn't a good idea if you have yeast issues, starch feeds yeast, or if you have been exposed to toxic mold recently, because a zero-starch diet can help people with mold symptoms. If you're looking for resistant starch, make sure to buy cornstarch that is specifically processed to be resistant cornstarch, and only consume it in the evening. You can cook with it, but when I use it, I mix 2 tablespoons in water and take it before bed with probiotics. I did this every night for a month to get my gut flora used to it, and it improved my sleep quality slightly without causing any weight gain or health issues. Your mileage may vary with resistant starch, and it's not on the 14-day program. Fruits. Remember that, in general, fruits should be limited to the evenings because of their sugar content. The fruits below are ranked in order from the most nutritious fruits that are lowest in anti-nutrients and fructose to the ones with the highest fructose content, most common mold contamination, and fewest nutrients. Bulletproof fruits. Raspberries. Raspberries are low in sugar and one of the most micronutrient-dense fruits. They're very high in anthocyanins, polyphenols, and other antioxidants like ellagic acid, which can actually protect you from aflatoxin, the most dangerous cancer-causing mold toxin found in our food supply. There are virtually no anti-nutrients in raspberries, though they tend to be a little higher in pesticides than some other fruits. However, even the most carefully picked and packed raspberries have a very short shelf life. Select firm, very fresh raspberries that are not at all mushy, and avoid raspberries that are on sale, as grocery stores most often put them on sale when they're about to spoil, but before you can see mold. Lemons and limes. Lemons are low in toxins and contain antioxidants that can help your liver detox. For a bulletproof drink, try squeezing lemons or limes into sparkling water. Cranberries. Although cranberries are usually made into dried fruit, juice, or other non-bulletproof processed foods, whole cranberry fruits are a good choice if you cook them yourself. They're high in vitamins, low in sugar, generally low in anti-nutrients, and haven't, yet, been subjected to genetic modification. Blackberries. Blackberries are low in anti-nutrients and have respectable macro and micronutrient profiles. They have similar spoilage and freshness issues as raspberries do. Don't eat the mushy ones. Strawberries. Strawberries are high in vitamins and antioxidants, but the downsides to strawberries are that they tend to be fairly high in pesticides and histamines. Buy organic and pay attention to how you feel after eating them. They also spoil fast. Cut out mushy spots quickly. Pineapple. Pineapples are extremely low in anti-nutrients, including pesticides, and high in vitamins and antioxidants. Save them for dessert because they're somewhat high in sugar. They're also higher in histamines than most other fruits. Tangerines. These are high in vitamins and various antioxidants, and tend to be low in anti-nutrients and molds. Blueberries. Blueberries are an extremely high nutrient fruit that is also high in antioxidants and polyphenols, which are believed to have anti-cancer and cardioprotective effects. They're usually high in pesticides, so organic varieties are a good choice, but wild blueberries are the best option. The polyphenols in blueberries, like the ones in coffee and chocolate, can help you to grow Bacteroidetes, thin people bacteria. Also, like coffee, blueberries increase a compound called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, that is required in the brain for forming new connections. One problem with blueberries, besides the pesticides, is that it's hard to find frozen ones that aren't moldy. Companies sell the freshest blueberries right away and then freeze the older, moldy ones. If you don't feel well after eating frozen blueberries, it's probably because you ate mold toxins. Buy high-quality organic frozen or firm fresh blueberries. Frozen moldy berries are a much bigger problem than people realize. Suspect fruits. Pomegranate. Fresh pomegranate juice has been shown to decrease LDL cholesterol oxidation, platelet aggregation, and other markers of atherosclerosis. Unfortunately, pomegranate juice and even the seeds are too high in sugar to be consumed in large amounts. Grapefruit. Grapefruit contains spermidine and polyamine, which can cause headaches and allergic-like reactions in susceptible people. However, spermidine may be beneficial for those who can tolerate it, as some animal studies indicate it may prevent some effects of aging. Grapefruit is low in anti-nutrients overall, but it contains a compound called naringin, which can interfere with the way your liver detoxes substances like medications and petrochemicals. This is why your medications may carry warnings to forego grapefruit. Depending on the health of your liver and your stress levels, grapefruit may not be a great idea. I don't intentionally slow down my detox pathways. Honeydew and watermelon. These melons are high in vitamins and antioxidants and low in anti-nutrients and pesticides. Enjoy a moderate-sized piece of these very fast-digesting sugar bombs for dessert after dinner only. But wait a little while, because you don't want them in your stomach at the same time as protein and fat, since they digest so quickly. If they move into the lower intestine with other foods and ferment, it can cause digestive distress. You can eat them on an empty stomach in moderation, but you will still experience a big burst of blood sugar. Apples. Some people are allergic to certain proteins in apples, so it's important to see how you feel when adding apples back into your diet after the first 2 weeks. Apples are high in several antioxidants that are believed to help protect against cancer and heart disease. But the biggest problem with apples is their pesticide content. Apples are ranked number one on the Environmental Working Group's 2014 list of 12 most contaminated fruits and vegetables. You should try to buy organic apples whenever possible, and wash any non-organic ones thoroughly before consumption. Apricots. These are an excellent source of carotenoids, antioxidants, and micronutrients, with a fairly low anti-nutrient load. Unfortunately, they're often contaminated with pesticides. For this reason, you should buy organic apricots whenever possible and thoroughly wash the non-organic varieties. It's also a good idea to remove the skin. Eat them for dessert. They're full of fructose. Cherries. These fruits have high nutrient content and a high glucose load. They're also usually contaminated with a fair amount of pesticides. There are several studies showing tart cherry juice reduces inflammation, cholesterol, and triglycerides, and reduces body fat accumulation when fed to rats. But cherries themselves do have a lot of sugar and should be eaten in moderation. Kiwi fruit. Kiwi fruit is high in nutrients, but has more fructose and histamines than many other fruits. The seeds of kiwi fruit also act as a mild blood thinner and may protect against blood clots. Nectarines. Nectarines taste amazing, but they are mostly bags of sugary water that are high in fructose. They're also higher in pesticides than most fruits. To reduce the pesticide risk, buy organic nectarines or wash conventional ones very well. Oranges. Oranges are very high in sugar. In fact, with 50% more fructose than nectarines, oranges are truly watery candy. Plus, the antioxidants in oranges tend to degrade after they're picked. One good thing about oranges is that they have almost no anti-nutrients and an average pesticide load, since the rind blocks a good deal of the pesticides from reaching the fruit. Peaches. Peaches should be left at room temperature or they become less sweet, but make sure to eat them before they mold. Ranking at number 5 on the EWG's 2014 list of most contaminated foods, peaches are high in pesticides. The fuzz on peach skin traps the pesticides, and the skin is soft, allowing the pesticides to be absorbed into the fruit. Buy organic whenever you can. Pears. Pears are one of the most hypoallergenic foods on the planet, so almost everyone can tolerate them. Pears have a moderate amount of pesticide contamination and are higher in fructose than many other fruits, so they should be eaten in small amounts. Plums. Plums are high in nutrients and fiber and contain sorbitol, which can help with constipation. They have almost no endogenous anti-nutrients, but they're often sprayed with pesticides. Luckily, they're only 17th out of 51 tested plants for pesticides, according to the EWG. Figs. Figs are extremely high in sugar, but they do have some health benefits, including polyphenols and even calcium. They are low in anti-nutrients, but they do rot easily if left out. Freshness really matters for figs. Unfortunately, figs are too high in fructose to eat on a regular basis. Lychees. Lychees are high in nutrients and antioxidants, but their antioxidant levels decline with storage and/or browning. They're also high in sugar and should be eaten in moderation. Passion fruit. Passion fruit is suspect because it's higher in calories and carbs than most other fruits. The good news is that it's relatively low in fructose. Passion fruit is high in iron, potassium, phosphorus, folate, and carotenoids, and has a decent amount of soluble fiber. Papaya. Papaya is high in some nutrients and fairly low in pesticides, but it's often genetically modified. My blood tests show that I'm actually allergic to papaya, which is odd considering I don't really like it and have only eaten papaya maybe 20 times in my life. Normally, allergies develop after more frequent repeated exposures. There's no test or study that shows this, but I believe that my allergy to papaya may have developed because it's so commonly genetically modified. See how you feel after eating papaya. I avoid it entirely. Plantains. Since they're so high in calories, carbs, and sugar, these should be thought of more as a starch than a fruit. Their high fructose load precludes them from being a staple, but plantains are useful as a form of resistant starch, only to be eaten at night with probiotics. Bananas. Everyone's favorite fruit, the banana, is about as nutrient-dense as white potatoes with a similar nutritional profile. They're high in carbs and low in most nutrients. Despite their convenience, bananas are too high in fructose and carbs to be bulletproof and should be eaten after dinner only every now and then. Fresh dates. Dates are high in calcium, potassium, magnesium, and carotenoids, but they're extremely high in fructose. Dried dates are a common source of mold. There isn't any great benefit to be had from dates, so it's best to eat other foods that are more bulletproof. Grapes. Grapes are another high-fructose, low-benefit fruit. The supposed benefits of resveratrol and other anti-aging substances in grapes are mostly overblown extrapolations from the French paradox, the idea that the French suffer low rates of heart disease because they drink lots of wine. It's probably because they eat lots of butter. Grapes and raisins in particular are sources of the mold toxin aflatoxin. Guava. Guava is very high in soluble fiber, which can help with constipation if that's a problem for you. Pink guava also have twice the amount of lycopene as tomatoes. This is another fruit that's unfortunately too high in sugar to be bulletproof. Mango. Mango is high in calcium, phosphorus, potassium, vitamin C, fiber, folate, beta-carotene, and more than 25 different carotenoids, some of which have been shown to inhibit cancer formation in vitro. It's also delicious, but very high in sugar, so eat in moderation. Mango has an extremely high glycemic index. When I was fat, I noticed that I got really angry and moody after eating mango, because my blood sugar was spiking and crashing so drastically. Now that I'm bulletproof, I can eat mango once in a while, but if I were in weight loss mode, I would cut it out entirely. Cantaloupe. Cantaloupes are extremely high in sugar and are one of the moldiest fruits in the world, so unless you've got a freshly cut, perfectly ripe, unblemished one, it's worth skipping. The moldy nature of cantaloupes has proven useful in the past, however. When scientists were first developing penicillin as a vaccine, they conducted a search and found that a strain of penicillin from a moldy cantaloupe in a Peoria market produced the largest amount of penicillin when grown in the deep vat in submerged conditions. Persimmon. These are high in calcium, phosphorus, potassium, and vitamin C, and tend to be fairly low in toxins, mold, and pesticides, but they are too high in sugar to eat every day. Persimmons are very high in a polyphenol called tannic acid, which is used to tan leather. Some tannic acids, such as grapeseed extract, are good for you, but an excess of tannic acids can cause digestive distress and a numb tongue. Kryptonite fruits. Raisins, fruit leather, and other dried fruits. Dried fruit is higher in calories, carbs, sugar, and fructose than regular fruit. Plus, it's often depleted of fruit's beneficial compounds. Dried fruit is also often treated with preservatives like sodium benzoate and colorings like red number 40 to make them look more appealing. Even worse, dried fruit is well known to have higher levels of mold toxins as a result of the drying process, which means that you'll experience a double dose of food cravings as your liver works to detox the mold and the fructose at the same time. Canned fruit. Canned fruit is no better than canned vegetables. It's often treated with colorings and preservatives to make it look fresh, and is often suspended in thick fructose syrup. The fruit used for canning is often lower quality or blemished, which means it's more likely to contain some moldy fruit. Many of the nutrients are also lost during conventional canning, when the fruit is subjected to high pressure and heat. The cans themselves present another problem, as the syrup dissolves and absorbs things like bromine and BPA that block iodine absorption and interfere with hormone levels. There is no benefit from canned fruit over regular fruit, and the high sugar and toxin content make it kryptonite. Jams, jellies, and preserves. These are cooked at high temperatures under high pressure, which destroys most of the beneficial antioxidants and nutrients in the fruit. After processing, what's left is almost pure sugar, and most fruit preserves have tons of added sweeteners, stabilizers, and preservatives. To top it all off, the fruit that's used to make preserves is usually the cast-off fruit that couldn't be sold in stores because it was starting to go bad. It's possible to make your own jam using fresh fruits and organic sugar, and I noticed a substantial difference in how I felt after eating jams made from high-quality ingredients. But even homemade preserves naturally contain a huge amount of sugar. You can probably get away with having some on a protein fasting day if you're not dealing with a major health issue, but you shouldn't eat them all the time. Unfortunately, nuts, starches, and fruits are not the staples of a healthy diet. With a few exceptions, such as white rice, starchy vegetables, and resistant starch, most starch is basically sugar that feeds yeast in the body. It needs to be timed and portioned carefully. Nuts are delicious and convenient, but freshness, unstable fats, and anti-nutrients are all major issues. For much of the time I spent working to become bulletproof, I ate large amounts of nuts, but I found that my health and performance increased when I eliminated them. Now I eat them as an occasional treat. Speaking of treats, carbs and fruits should be seen as desserts instead of a major source of nutrition. Eating fruit at the height of summer is an amazing experience, and now that I'm happy with my weight, I'll eat well over 25 grams of fructose at a strawberry festival without feeling the slightest bit guilty. But it's important to keep in mind that fruits are unrelated to vegetables and more like candy. Especially during the 2-week bulletproof program, it's important to avoid fruits as much as possible. I tried bulletproof coffee, and for the rest of that day, I had through-the-roof energy, enthusiasm, and intuition. All this made for the natural high that I strive for now. I went from 250 pounds to now hovering around 170, and I'm entering my first 5K. Kenneth. As an elite-level triathlete, I am constantly looking for an edge, and I am leaner and fitter than ever before, thanks to many small changes I have made through adopting the bulletproof diet. Adam O'Meara, professional athlete and Purica representative. I've battled depression for years. Even though I've had a lot of success with therapy and supplements, I still experienced vicious mood swings. A few months after I went gluten-free and sugar-free on Bulletproof, I realized I wasn't having those huge crashes and crying fits. In fact, I wasn't having extreme mood swings at all. Being Bulletproof has given me the most mental clarity, stability, and focus I've probably had in my whole life. I'm a believer in the Bulletproof lifestyle, and so is my fiancé, who manages her rheumatoid arthritis without meds by staying away from grains and sugar. Thank you, Bulletproof Exec. Barry. Chapter 11. The Bulletproof Diet Roadmap to Red Light Neighborhoods. The categories in this chapter, spices and flavorings, sweeteners, and beverages, are the places on the Bulletproof Diet Roadmap that will add flavor and excitement to your diet. They are necessary for enjoyment and the art of food, but eating too much of them or the wrong ones can make you feel sluggish, weak, and bloated, basically as if you had a bad hangover. Most people don't think about which flavorings they use or what they drink when considering their diet or performance, but the truth is that many common drinks contain harmful ingredients that are making you tired, fat, and desperate for more sugar, while even the dried spices you use at home can play a major role in the way you look, feel, and perform. When I started working really hard on being healthy, I switched from regular soda to diet soda. One hot day, as I was rushing off to class, I stopped and got a 32-ounce diet soda. I drank the whole thing before the lecture started, and as I was sitting in class, I started feeling extremely lightheaded and drugged, to the point that I actually drooled on myself a little bit. I was addled. The only thing I had done differently that day was drink such a large diet soda, and this made me start paying attention to what diet soda did to me. When I cut it out of my diet, I felt a tremendous decrease in food cravings. I realized it was because I'd stopped allowing the chemicals in the soda to throw my Labrador brain into a panic. Drinking that huge dose of diet soda allowed me to feel what it was actually doing to me all the time. In my research, I found that many flavorings, sweeteners, and beverages were actually doing the same thing to my brain as the diet soda. I experimented with eliminating different spices from my diet to determine which ones helped me think, feel, and look better, and which caused food cravings and brain fog. They're all arranged here in order from the most beneficial to the most harmful. Let's take a look at some of the best and worst sources of flavor, sweetness, and hydration. Spices and flavorings. Most herbs and spices have health benefits and antioxidant function. It's also common for them to have a healthy impact on your gut flora. But many common spices and herbs have psychoactive compounds that were originally used for medicinal purposes. The arrangement of herbs and spices and other flavorings here is designed to maximize the health benefits of spices, minimize anti-nutrient exposure, and keep you firmly in charge of your own biology. The herb and spice industry is painfully aware of spoilage issues, which is why it's become so common to irradiate spices. This process exposes them to radiation, so they become sterilized. Irradiation destroys many of the antioxidant and health benefits of herbs and spices, and irradiated or not, herbs and spices can spoil easily in your own home. Herbs often contain naturally strong antifungal and antibacterial oils, so the species that can flourish on them are usually the most aggressive toxins. When you get that canister of paprika down from the back shelf, pry it open, and dump some into a steaming pot of food, you're likely putting a substantial amount of toxin in, too. You'll always find a few mold spores in natural products, and the environment in your spice cabinet above the stove is a perfect incubator. One of the simplest things you can do to increase your performance is to toss out spices that are more than a few months old. Use high-quality, recently opened, fresh or dried herbs and spices, or don't use them at all. I've done my best to identify the rationale behind the rankings in this section, but there is always room for personal experimentation. It's up to you to decide where you go on the roadmap and how that makes you feel and perform. Bulletproof spices and flavorings. Apple cider vinegar. One study found that 20 grams of apple cider vinegar reduces glucose levels and insulin sensitivity after a meal in both insulin-resistant and healthy people. There's also evidence that it can improve cardiovascular function, fight tumors, and kill pathogens. This is the only vinegar I use in my kitchen besides white distilled vinegar. Sea salt. As you learned in the myths section in Chapter 2, in the right form, salt presents a number of benefits and can help you manage stress. I regularly consume 5 to 8 grams of sea salt a day. Fresh ginger. Ginger is a potent anti-inflammatory that's been used for centuries as a way to reduce fevers as well as swelling from cuts and bruises. Watch out for the powdered ginger you're likely to find at the store, especially in the bulk bins, as it's often exposed to excessive humidity and spoilage. Potent immune system suppressants have been discovered in ginger molds. Oregano. This herb is high in antioxidants and plant phenolics, and has some medicinal benefits when it comes to helping the gut biome and suppressing yeast in your body. As long as you buy from high-quality sources and don't shake the container over steam, which traps water and allows mold to grow on any spice, oregano is an amazing herb. I use it as a crust on meat instead of black pepper. Turmeric. Turmeric provides one of the most potent anti-inflammatories you can get from food. It's extremely high in carotenoids, which is what gives it a yellow hue, and has been used for centuries to help heal wounds, fight infections, and even decrease the risk of cancer. There is still ongoing research into the positive effects of turmeric, but it's well documented to help your gut biome, reduce inflammation, and thin the blood. Turmeric can even protect your body from the mold toxin, aflatoxin. Rosemary. Carnosic acid, the active ingredient in rosemary, has been shown to protect brain cells from inflammation in vitro, and some people believe that rosemary boosts brain function. Rosmarinic acid, another major active ingredient in rosemary, has protective effects on your glucose and lipid metabolism. Another study indicated that rosemary helps combat rheumatoid arthritis. Rosemary is exceptionally low in toxins and prevents fat oxidation. In a marinade, rosemary will protect unstable oils in meat, while using it in sautés will keep delicate oils intact for longer. Thyme. Thyme has antifungal and antioxidant effects, and works almost as well as rosemary to protect delicate fats in your food from oxidation during cooking. Organic prepared mustard with no additives. The prepared mustards you're likely to find at most restaurants are loaded with fillers, artificial colorings, corn syrup, MSG, and often vegetable oils and other ingredients that decrease your performance. Try to find high-quality organic mustard with no additives or sugar. Vanilla. More than just a popular scent for air fresheners, real vanilla can actually boost your brain power. Vanilla contains chemicals called vanilloids that activate receptors, reduce inflammation, and improve mental performance. For centuries, it has been used to calm stomach pains, reduce hunger pangs, and relieve stress. Europeans believed in vanilla's abilities to reduce joint pain and help digestion. Pregnant South Pacific Island women used vanilla to reduce the nausea of morning sickness. More recent research has claimed that vanilla can increase penile blood flow, at least in older men. Vanilla also has one of the highest ORAC, oxygen radical absorbance capacity, scores, which measure a food's antioxidant content. The problem is that the anti-inflammatory compounds in vanilla are destroyed by excess heat. If the vanilla pods or powder are improperly processed and/or exposed to higher than optimal temperatures, the benefits are lost, and heating vanilla poses another problem, mold toxins. The compounds in vanilla that help improve cognitive performance also act as natural antifungal agents. When these compounds are destroyed, mold spores and fungi are able to grow on the dried beans during storage. Vanilla is a powerful flavoring agent for your food and your brain, but if you eat the wrong kind of vanilla, it can actually cause more harm than good. Most people have rarely, if ever, had real vanilla powder. Instead, they get synthetic vanillin. Chocolate. Typical chocolate bars are kryptonite because of their added sugar, milk products, and artificial flavorings. But very dark chocolate itself is actually quite healthy. Chocolate is full of polyphenols and antioxidants that fight free radicals and has a mild amount of caffeine to enhance performance. Research shows that 85% dark chocolate raises healthy HDL cholesterol levels without affecting insulin resistance, inflammation, or weight gain. But there are risks. All chocolate is produced by fermentation, and 80% of South American chocolate sampled had mold contamination. 64% of the microbes that ferment chocolate create mold toxins. European chocolate tends to be lowest in mold toxins as they have stricter limits. Choose your chocolate wisely. Make sure it's at least 85% dark chocolate and enjoy. I almost always take coconut charcoal with chocolate to bind some of the mold toxins. Mold in chocolate is at least as common as it is in coffee. Suspect spices and flavorings. Black pepper. Despite being one of the most common spices, studies have shown that black pepper tends to be especially high in mold toxins, particularly aflatoxin and ochratoxin A. I love the taste of it, but I noticed that when I ate a lot of black pepper, I woke up with sore joints, which for me is a sign of mold exposure. Since the risk is so high, I generally recommend avoiding it. If you continue to eat black pepper, ditch the ground stuff, as it is far moldier and the essential oils are gone. A good pepper grinder with fresh, high-end black pepper is the only way to do it. I've switched to oregano mostly. Nutmeg. A significant percentage of nutmeg is high in mold toxins, but we don't need to pay attention to that because the toxic dose of nutmeg itself is only 2 teaspoons. It has its own onboard toxins, and you'll feel them at even 1/2 teaspoon. Small amounts are unlikely to cause big problems, but it's best to look for high-quality brands and use it sparingly. I've experienced noticeable stuttering from consuming half a teaspoon of nutmeg in eggnog. Table salt, pure sodium chloride. Regular table salt has been refined to remove all of the nutrients, but the real problem with table salt is its fillers and anti-caking agents. To be sure you aren't ingesting any unwanted chemicals and are getting trace minerals, use sea salt instead. All other vinegars, except apple cider vinegar. While flavorful, most vinegars contain significant amounts of yeast and fungal byproducts that function as anti-nutrients and can limit your performance. Red wine vinegar, malt vinegar, and balsamic vinegar tend to be highest in anti-nutrients, including mold toxins, and in the case of balsamic, lead. I was astounded to feel a difference when I switched from large amounts of balsamic vinegar to apple cider vinegar in salad dressing. Kryptonite spices and flavorings. Fermented soy, tamari, and miso. As you already know, in almost every form except lecithin and natto, which undergo bacterial fermentation, soy has a host of problems. Even in small amounts, these foods act as kryptonite, providing histamines and causing inflammation, allergies, thyroid problems, osteoporosis, hormone problems, and poor brain function. Hashtag not food. Commercial salad dressings. These are carefully crafted symphonies of engineered food cravings, usually made with refined oils, artificial flavors, spices, unlabeled MSG, and cheap preservatives. Low-fat versions often have artificial sweeteners like aspartame, too. Yeasts. Some vegans use nutritional yeast and other yeast products as dairy replacements. By definition, yeasts, which are fungi, almost always contain high levels of toxins. When you eat yeast, it encourages candida to grow in your body and changes the fungal biome of your gut. The toxin production of yeasts is so great that even the FDA has acknowledged the problem. When you eat toxins from yeast, or even worse, when yeast in your gut generates toxins, you'll experience food cravings and energy lags. There is also an association between baker's and brewer's yeast and heart disease. If you want to be bulletproof, it's best to avoid all yeasts. MSG. Of all the food additives, flavorings, and preservatives in modern food, MSG might be the worst in terms of its effects on cognitive performance. Years ago, the food industry managed to sneak in a ruling that any substance less than 75% MSG by weight does not need to be labeled as MSG. In response, chemical companies now make spices that are 74% MSG by weight that can be used with impunity in foods that are labeled no added MSG. These companies also make sure that the MSG forms as the result of glutamate combining with sodium, rather than adding MSG itself, as it would then need to be identified. Sneaky! Check out the Bulletproof website, bulletproofexec.com/MSG, for a list of hidden sources of MSG. Artificial flavors. Artificial flavors are often produced from petrochemicals and often have unpredictable, but never helpful, effects on your liver and brain. Most are not adequately tested, and they are often found in foods that also contain high fructose corn syrup, MSG, and other toxins. They have been linked to ADHD and behavioral issues in children, and can cause cognitive problems in adults as well. Sweeteners and sugars. Sweeteners are controversial in most diets, as there is some evidence that even a sweet taste in your mouth that you don't swallow could have an effect on your insulin. However, sweet flavors are a part of some recipes and provide a complete food experience. After extensive research, I settled on the list of bulletproof sweeteners below and have been using some of them reliably for a decade. See how they work for you. Bulletproof sweeteners and sugars. Xylitol from North American hardwood. This sugar alcohol, which you can purchase as an extract, is found in many fruits and vegetables and is well tolerated by almost everyone. It's sweeter than table sugar, but has a negligible effect on your insulin. If you eat too much xylitol,